Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Faith Lapidus. On our show this week, we answer a question from a listener about the Great Lakes, play music by Bright Eyes, and report about a recent event called the Big Draw. For more than 30 years, David McCauley has been creating books about the way buildings are made. His clear and simple architectural drawings have explained the complex mechanics of buildings to generations of readers. Mr. McCauley recently visited the National Building Museum in Washington, D.C. for an event called The Big Draw. Steve Ember has more.
The Big Draw started in Britain as a campaign to get people of all ages across the country to draw. The Big Draw had its first event in the United States last month at the National Building Museum. There were many events for children and families. Children could have their faces painted or have a drawing lesson from art educators. But the main event was David McCauley. He drew architectural forms on a long piece of paper that was laid out on the floor. Children and adults could add their own drawings to it. This community drawing will hang in the museum for everyone to see. David McCauley also gave a drawing demonstration. He sat in the large hall of the museum and slowly drew the room around him. A video projected his large piece of paper on a screen so that everyone in the room could watch. Mr. McCauley said that he is a teacher above all else. He said he likes to write and draw about things he finds interesting and does not know a lot about. His books have taught many people about drawing and architecture. David McCauley's first book, Cathedral, came out in 1973. He describes, in simple language, how people in the 13th century built a Christian religious building. He explains everything from the tools they used to the way they made the tall windows. In his book, Unbuilding, he explains how the Empire State Building in New York City could be taken apart and rebuilt. In 2003, Mr. McCauley published Mosque. It tells how an Islamic religious building was made in 16th century Turkey. The book explores the architectural details of a mosque as well as its important social role. David McCauley's next book will be about the human body and how it works.
Our VOA listener question this week comes from Colombia. Jack Ramirez asks about the Great Lakes. The five bodies of water known as the Great Lakes are on or near the border between the United States and Canada. Lake Superior holds the most water. Lake Erie holds the least. Lake Michigan is the only one located totally within the United States. The other two are Lake Huron and Lake Ontario. The five Great Lakes are the largest group of freshwater lakes on Earth. Together, they contain about 20% of the fresh water in the world. There are about 35,000 islands in the Great Lakes. The Great Lakes control much of the weather on the land that surrounds them. In the winter, moisture picked up by winds produces large amounts of snow, especially in the states of Michigan, Ohio, and New York. The lakes also cool the air in the summer, then slowly move the heat over the area in the fall. This makes the area good for producing grapes for wine. The lakes supply drinking water to millions of people living in both the United States and Canada. In the past, industry used the Great Lakes to move products such as iron, coal, stone, grain, and salt. But the amount of shipping on the lakes has decreased. Newer, larger ships are too wide for the lakes. But small boats take visitors to many of the islands for vacations. The United States and Canada work together to improve conditions in the Great Lakes area. Officials are now working to change a treaty about ways to slow or stop the effects of climate change. They say that less ice formation over the lakes in recent years has caused lower water levels. The areas around the lakes report environmental conditions at a conference every 2 years. The last one took place in November of last year. The conference report said some conditions are improving, while others are worsening. For example, it reported progress in reducing air pollution, but said some poisons in the air are still a concern. It also said some native plants are decreasing, while more than 300 kinds of non-native fish continue to invade the lakes. Bright Eyes is a band whose main singer and songwriter is 27-year-old Connor Oberst. This musician from the state of Nebraska has been making records since he was 17 years old. The songs on his latest album, Casadega, deal with religion, war, and love, as well as personal stories. Mario Ritter has more.
The album was named for Casadega, a community in the state of Florida. For more than 100 years, people have lived in this place to worship together. Connor Oberst uses his music to explore his own beliefs. Here is the song, I Must Belong Somewhere. Connor Oberst sings about how every person and thing seems to have a place in the world.
Leave the bright blue door on the whitewashed wall. Leave the death ledger under City Hall. Leave the joyful air in that rubber ball today. Just leave the lilac print on the linen sheet. Leave the bird you killed at your father's feet. Let the sideways rain in the crooked street remain. Leave the whimpering dog in his cold kennel. Leave the dead starlit on her pedestal. Leave the acid kids in their green fish bowls today. Leave the sad guitar in its hard shell case. Leave the worried look on your lover's vase, let the orange embers in the fireplace remain. Cause everything, it must belong somewhere. A train off in the distance, bicycle chained to the stairs. Everything, it must belong somewhere. I know that now, that's why we're staying here.
Conor Oberst may be young, but he has already made more than 6 records. In 2005 alone, Bright Eyes came out with 2 records. By 2006, the singer was tired and canceled his performance tour to have time to rest and think. Casadega is the product of this time off. Critics say the music of Bright Eyes seems to be growing up. Some have even compared Oberst's musical skills to the famous American singer and songwriter Bob Dylan. Here is the song Classic Cars. It tells about a man who falls in love with an older woman.
She was a real royal lady, true patron of the arts. Said the best country singers die in the back of classic cars. So if I ever got too hungry for a suitcase or guitar, to think of them all alone in the dark. So I laid some nights beside her in a bed made for a queen. She said I kissed her different, that all the men her age were mean. Gave me anything I wanted, oh the generosity. I took all that I could, it was free.
We leave you with another love song. Make a Plan to Love Me tells about a man who wants the busy woman he loves to make more time for him. He notes that life is short, and they should be together now.
I heard you scheming new pyramids, another big idea to get you rich.
Make a plan to love me.
Make a plan to love me sometime soon. You said you got a foot in the door. You buy and then you sell, you buy some more.
Make a plan to love me.
Make a plan to love me sometime soon. Life's too short.
I'm Faith Lapidus. I hope you enjoyed our program today. It was written by Dana Demange and Nancy Steinbach. Katie Weaver was our producer. To read the text